It's really happening now. You better believe it. This John Cougar Mellon camp tape gonna be put to the best use you could imagine. I'm gonna open up portals and gates. Never mind that Saturnian sine wave. And the time cube, please. I'm barely in that dimension, you crazy dude. Nobody wants to hold me back, cause they can't.
You are listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 until 2 a.m. And you just heard some original cassette tape music done by me, the host of the show, Tony E. We gon' do it!
Thank you.
Taken care of. I looked into the perfect law, the law of liberty. I rearranged the structure of my mind. I will continue to do it until that which I have done is perfectly externalized. Can you dig that? Get on with that on any fact. Now you on the right track. The road raises up to meet you, king. When you know that you're doing the right thing. Like me when I kick myself and do my thing. Hey, am I gonna have a problem with you?
Psychics and clairvoyants and truth-enders and whistleblowers all pretty much saying the same thing, and it didn't happen. And I think that those of us who were seeing these potentials, with all our training, I can speak for myself, I was just as disappointed that it didn't happen that way as everyone else.
Just the plan.
It is a misunderstanding of how psychic awareness is presented. So I can't speak for those who are perhaps truthers and presenting information that's coming from intel, the more whistleblowers. That's a different way of viewing a potential, because that's on the third dimensional reality. as a psychic, as a clairvoyant, there are multiple timelines playing out, and at the moment, as we are at completion towards the end of this planetary cycle, these timelines are converged together. So multiple different presentations can occur that fit the same energy, and that is what is so crucial. What was seen by those who are looking at those timelines, who were looking particularly at this, the one that I myself spoke about, the one that you are calling the T timeline, what we saw was the energy of...
That's T for T, Trump. Energy of Trump reclaiming the election.
The authority position, what that would have also entailed is a huge support and following and a huge celebration.
Oh, yeah.
Because we knew that act, and obviously I'm speaking specific to, I'm speaking in a coded way.
You go to
present this roundtable to a wider audience and go on to the main platforms. What that would have looked like is this huge collective celebration and this raise of joy.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone in that sort of sphere,
like April 3rd,
knew that the T moving into that position,
yeah, March 3rd,
would have brought down that collapse of that old structure. And things like Maxine would not be rolling out in
She meant to say vaccine and the mass arrests and all that was supposed to happen. But man, why they gonna make those predictions? There's a whole big mess of timelines going on at the same time. Maybe we can get to the bottom of that a little bit more later with Magenta. But really, man, if you really want to know the deal, you got to look inside yourself.
Let me rise on the other side. And when Gabriel blows his horn, all the saints of God to go marching home. Let me ride, Lord, in the morning. Let me ride. Storm and rising from the rain, let me rise. Rising from cares, you know, heartaches and pain, let me rise. I know there's gonna be an immortal change, and calling your old veil to call my name, let me rise. Mother gone home before on the other side. We'll be together to part no more on the other side. After I've done my very best, wanna go to heaven on and take my rest. God knows I'll try. Lord, let me ride on the other side. Oh, let me rise on the other side. Let me rise on the other side. And when Gabriel Lord blows his horn, all the saints of God will go marching home. Let me ride.
the energy. And what I'd like to stress is that energy,
what
that
is
frequency, Wallace? Hasn't changed.
Oh, bring it back.
That frequency is still there. It's just that the reality that we saw, obviously, what we didn't see, we knew about the hijacking, but what we didn't see was the level of the hijacking. Now, that was done for a reason, and the nine say to me that had we seen, oh, Mr. T is going to move into this position by the amount of people who take yes on the form for him, and then those forms are going to somehow disappear, and this other group is going to take that place. Had we seen that in that actual manifestation, that would have put the community of psychics and empaths and clairvoyants in, let us say, a less than desirable position. It would have put them in a risky position. They would have been seen as a collective threat. Now, they already are, but it isn't such a big threat because it's the whole of the awake individuals. But the psychics, the empaths, would have been targeted, and potentially some of us would have been targeted individually. And I'm aware that both myself and Laura have been watched individually. So that's only one reason why that wasn't seen in its eventuality. The energy of seeing that and having that desire was actually coming, maybe not from us, but as you were talking about the savior complex, that was coming from the savior complex, from others. It was very much this person's going to save us from vaccine.
It was a mind hack.
He will sort the world out. He will be the one.
They're trying to get you to just do nothing.
It's never ever like that. It's a team effort. It's always been a team effort, and I've always spoken about this, but just people who misunderstand and think that I'm talking about a savior, and you know, it's now switched.
Hey man, they try to get you and us and even me with the savior program back and all that, but time to take matters into our own hands. Shard of inspiration that you thought you felt. Man, you better get some damn cue cards. No, I don't need that shit. That's defeated thinking, man. Come on, what you been doing hanging under the bridge and drinking? That don't sound like such a bad thing to do if that's what really inspires you. Get it on. Do what you do, but make sure you maintain control. Cause you might be sharing that space with a bunch of trolls. Hey man, ain't no demons got no dominion in my world. I don't give them that permission. I don't make the portals in my mind to give birth to reality that are less than kind. Not for me, King. I'm too busy balling off a breeze and doing my thing.
Started taking hold, but for these beings, it seems like a lot of them came here and seeded us, and in our future, we become them. It's almost like they created their own ancestors.
There is no future.
And so, I'm really excited for what Augie is talking about because it ties into, he's talking about some actual experiences. I'm going to actually talk about the theory of time travel and the different types of things that are happening as part of my presentation here, and I'm only going to take a couple of minutes. I want to show you this.
Oh my God.
What's that, Laura?
No, it's just amazing. It's so synergistic.
How are we going to time travel if time ain't real? I don't want to do nothing in no fake way. I do everything above and beyond time.
Thank you.
collection is going to be called Galactic Origins Dimensions of Black Holes.
Okay.
And I know Augie's seen a portion of this. I don't think he's seen the full presentation yet.
Who's Augie?
I'm just going to go through a few things really quickly just to kind of show you what I'm going to be discussing. And the premise of the whole presentation is, who are we and where do we come from? And what do we know? We know we're not alone in the universe, and humans are collectively experiencing amnesia. So I'm going to fast forward here. I want to show you some things. We're going to be discussing the universal paradox. Like, we live within a paradox. Exactly what Aki said right here, and I'm dovetailing off that again. What is the paradox? Well, the paradox is that we live in a physical reality, but we're also a computer simulation. But we see everything as physical, and everything feels organic and real. But all the science checks out that this is some type of program, whether it's an organic one or not. That's definitely a paradox. The universe is infinite, but it's also finite. That's a paradox. Time exists, but it doesn't exist. That's a paradox.
That's right.
So we're going to be diving into the paradox, going deep into what dimensions are, what makes them up. And then my favorite part of this whole thing is the dynamics and of the Milky Way galaxy. We're going to break down the Milky Way galaxy, the dynamics, the light travel from one star system to another star system. We're going to locate the constellation of Lyra, go into it, see what the stars look like, and try to map out all the channeled stories, all the galactic origin stories that we hear from researchers with actual evidence of what is going on in our Milky Way galaxy, and see if there's anything to prove that this is actually happening. And from my research, I feel like almost everything that, you know, we're going to be discussing in this presentation here really does connect to the fact that we have galactic origins and quite possibly were seeded, you know, from another civilization, from another part of the galaxy, maybe even closer to the center of our galaxy. So I'm just going to stop
without
right
a doubt. They're on to that in Star Trek V. But so much more. That was similar to that. You know they were biting my side because it's so fat and it truly is timeless, and they were just tapped in to the cosmic wisdom beam. So if you hear me play something that sounds like something that you might have heard before, that's the reason why. Now watch me fly high right on by all of this spooky AI.
Thank you.
We're also gonna talk about, I'm sorry, I do want to get too much away. This is too exciting. Just to show you this one really quick, like something cool like this. Look, I'm gonna show you how there was a trinary star system sucked into the Milky Way black hole in the center of the galaxy. One star was sucked in, two stars were thrown out, and it became its own star system and left our galaxy. You know, like there's so many cool things happening within the Milky Way. So I'm just gonna leave it at that. That's what we're gonna be talking about.
That's huge. What an incredible thing you're bringing.
We look forward to that, Neil Gwar. Unveiling galactic heritage and unlimited human potential. On Space Plane. Shit to be done. I couldn't be propelled out of here fairly soon and find myself in a beautiful dreamscape. Trust the plan. Remember what your friend said about time the other night? There is an oversoul that is several steps ahead. So don't let any doubt get in your head. And you're gonna have a grand old time. Cause you never fear that you're gonna be dead. And man, check this out, see? You're as dead as you'll ever be.
died, and all of a sudden my shoulders drop, and I just go, you are a sovereign being on a planet. Anything goes here. Nothing is true. Everything is permitted, and that's a problem because some beings are taking advantage of that system and tricking people into becoming slaves. And so when you say things like, I expel all parasites from my system, they have to go. Game's over. And also, just real quick, folks, if you want to get spirits off, you get in water. Demons hate water.
Distilled water.
They can't be attacking you without your...
Because it's a wave carrier, and the frequency we put into it can shift everything, so...
Yeah. So,
especially distilled water.
Gosh, this is like the trickiest thing to explain.
It is. It is, but you're doing great, Ryan.
So just to pin in on this, if your name is Anna, David, Michael, Katie, Kai, you have an on anywhere in your name, the number is 3-11-11-27-17-27-444. If you're seeing those numbers, it's for a reason. Those are activation codes designed to help you remember who you really are. Yes, it sounds absolutely batshit crazy that you're an angel.
No, it doesn't.
But it's also true.
You know it is.
Let's just kick the pedestal of grandiosity out from underneath the term angel. It means message. You know, at the end of the day, an angel is a message. And so it's about as glamorous as a FedEx driver. It just means you're an older soul who came here on a mission. But you're also a really well-equipped soul. And for most of you, this is not your first rodeo. It's one of the dumbest and the hardest, but at the same point, you've done this before. And so as you get over the false narrative that you're not allowed to be something like that and push through it...
They try to tell you that you can't be an angel.
Then you'll find yourself developing much more personal power and strength and bravery. And the thing I do know, if we all chose to play angels and Jedi in real life is a lot of... That would actually bring us all together because we're aggregating noble, brave souls, which is what we need to be doing now. And there's no point in yelling at people to pretend like Bill wasn't on the plane. You know, like, here's a photo of Trump. Here's a white list. You know, so they're not going
to... I don't know what that's in reference to, but Ryan Riff Parks, digital red pill, the Kung Flow, and awakening angels.
You got to move.
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 When the Lord get ready, you got to move.
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 When the Lord.
You got to move.
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 When the Lord get ready, sure got to move.
You got to move.
You may be right.
You
may be wrong.
You
may be in the streets, and you may be at home. When the Lord get ready, sure got to move. Tell the gambler out in the streets. Tell the policeman as he walks his beat. Tell him when the Lord get ready, he got to move. Tell the lawyer,
he's got to move.
Watch his urge,
he's got to move.
Tell the grand jury,
he's got to move.
Notify the judge,
he's got to move.
Tell them all when the Lord
get ready.
Yes, ready. Oh, courthouse got to move.
He's got to move, he's got to move.
Tell the government,
he's got to move.
Get ready too,
he's got to move.
Tell everybody,
he's got to move.
The internal revenue,
he's got to move.
Tell them when the Lord.
States got to move.
Got to move.
Yeah, I am in all my grace, one of the finest specimens of the human race. And I continue to rhyme and keep up the pace. I'm the keeper of a town. I bless the places.
Mukhtar!
Whatever this is supposed to be. How is this me at the right place at the right time? Well, it just is. I'm simply here as I put my rap into the magnetic field. And they're gonna dig on it too. And when they see my style coming, oh, they're gonna yield. They're gonna say, there goes a king who's really doing it to it as he does his thing. Brings all kind of beneficence to this sweet swinging swear. Yeah, not deep.
gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high. Ooh, I just got a new promotion, but I got high.
Now I'm selling dope, and I know why.
Why, man?
Hey,
cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to court before I got high. Ooh, I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
Yeah. They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey.